Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar, Gujarat. US grants India a 6-month exemption from sanctions for operations at Iran's Chabahar port. India slams Pakistan over border tensions with Afghanistan and cross-border terrorism. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in Bihar, top leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows across the state. Justice Suryakant appointed 53rd Chief Justice of India to take charge on 24th November. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia set a target of 339 runs for India in second semi-final at Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 1,100 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar in Kevadia, Gujarat. Among the key initiatives inaugurated are the Birsa Munda Tribal University in Rajpipla and the first phase of the hospitality district at Garudeshwar, along with several other infrastructure projects. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 10 ambitious projects, including the Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India, to be built at a cost of 367 crore rupees and a sports complex. These projects aim to promote ecotourism, green mobility and smart infrastructure while advancing tribal development in the region. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi flagged off 25 e-buses worth 30 crore rupees to enhance tourist transport facilities. More from our correspondent.
The inaugurated projects signal a massive push for green future. The launch of e-bus charging depot and a fleet of 25 electric buses is a critical step in green mobility. Equally impactful is the inauguration of Birsa Munda Tribal University. Its significance goes beyond education. It embodies inclusive national development. The foundation stone for Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India is perhaps the most profound cultural project. This museum will narrate the complex story of more than 560 princely states that Sardar Patel had unified, transforms the visitor experience into a historical pilgrimage. Further, the upcoming rainforest project and essential accessibility upgrades like the travelators at Statue of Unity and jetty development, these will ensure that the destination is both ecologically diverse and universally accessible. Aparna Khon, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Prime Minister reached Gujarat today on a 2-day visit to the state. Mr. Modi will participate in Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations tomorrow, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Iron Man of India. The United States has granted India a 6-month exemption from sanctions on Iran's Chabahar port. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has been granted exemption for a 6-month period.
India-US relations is a comprehensive global strategic partnership. We remain engaged with both countries to continue to strengthen it further. Exemption for Chabahar, yes, I can confirm that we have been granted exemption for a 6-month period, American sanctions that were applicable on Chabahar.
The spokesperson said India continues to remain engaged with the US side on finalizing the trade deal. He also confirmed that some Indian companies have received licenses for importing rare earth magnets from China. Replying to a question on Pakistan-Afghanistan, Mr. Jaiswal said Pakistan seems to think it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity, which its neighbors find unacceptable.
Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity. Its neighbors find it unacceptable. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India stands ready to support Afghanistan in its sustainable water management, including on hydroelectric projects. On Quad, Mr. Jaiswal said Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interests in a number of areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is poised to become a major maritime hub, offering not only connectivity but value-added services, green shipping initiatives and industry-friendly policy frameworks. The Prime Minister said this while sharing his thoughts in a social media post on the country's emergence as a leading destination for investment in the maritime sector, emphasizing that India has a long coastline and world-class ports. He called for investors to be part of the country's maritime growth story. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO's Director General, Dr. B.K. Das, has informed that India is an emerging power with capabilities in advanced military technologies. He was speaking to media persons on the sidelines of an industry partners meet in Bengaluru today. He underscored the strides taken by the country in demonstrating its capabilities in cognitive and quantum systems, development of unmanned, autonomous, directed energy weapon systems, net-centric warfare, GPS-based systems, AI, and space-based applications. He informed that DRDO is working on Atmanirbharta in the defense sector by developing technologies in the areas of missiles, radars, semiconductors, and chips, microwave, electronics warfare, laser, and drones. Dr. Das informed that phase one of Suraksha Kavach with limited range has been tested and successfully demonstrated.
Phase one we have demonstrated in the laboratory and the test range. It has been shown forward with all the capable technologies has been brought forward together, whether you talk about surveillance with the radar and whenever we talk about our attack capability with regard to the short range missiles and lasers. Now phase two, as you say, we have to scale up the range because phase one is for the limited protections of the critical assets. But phase two happens to be our dream is to protect our entire country. Sudarshan Chakra has to protect the entire nation. DRDO is working on those programs. We have set a deadline and I think much before that we are so confident we should be able to.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day visit to Malaysia today to attend the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus. The ADMM Plus is scheduled to be held on the 1st of November. During his visit, Mr. Singh will also address the second edition of ASEAN-India Defence Ministers informal meeting tomorrow under the chairmanship of Malaysia. Cyprus has strongly supported the conclusion of the long-negotiated FTA between the European Union and India. Addressing the Sapru House lecture at the Indian Council of World Affairs in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Affairs Minister of Cyprus, Konstantinos Kombos, said the successful conclusion of this agreement will not only strengthen EU-India ties, but it will also unlock immense economic opportunities for India and for all the European countries. He said today, with India emerging as the leading voice in an increasing multipolar world, Cyprus sees India not only as an old friend, but also as a partner for future cooperation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In view of the Bihar Assembly elections, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed several public rallies today. Leaders from other political parties also held meetings in support of their respective candidates. As the polling date for the first phase of the Assembly elections draws closer, campaigning has gained significant momentum. A report.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing a rally in Chhapra, alleged that when chief ministers of Congress rural states made derogatory remarks about the people of Bihar, the Rashtriya Janata Dal did not protest. The Prime Minister said that the manifesto of RJD and Congress is a manifesto of loot and corruption. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, while speaking in Nalanda, said that the RJD was involved in corruption for 15 years, whereas not a single allegation of corruption has been levied during Prime Minister Modi's tenure. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, while addressing a rally in support of NDA candidates at Ghat Kusumba in Sekhpura, said that Prime Minister Modi's commitment to Bihar's development is unprecedented. He added that if the NDA returns to power in Bihar, it will progress rapidly with the cooperation of the central government. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while addressing a rally in Nalanda district, he alleged that the NDA government is working in favor of industrialists while while neglecting the poor and youth. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said that if Mahagathbandhan comes to power, every woman will be given 2500 rupees per month under the Mai Bahin Yojana. Meanwhile, Prasant Kishore, founder of the Jan Suraj Party, said at Birol in Darbhanga that Jan Suraj is the only alternative that can free Bihar from the corruption of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan. AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi, while speaking in Dhaka in East Champaran, said that the Tejaswi Yadav's promise of providing government jobs to 2 crore 75 lakh families is not feasible. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, today reviewed interstate border preparedness and directed strict vigil to ensure peaceful and inducement-free Bihar Assembly elections. The CEC underscored the Commission's commitment to free, fair, peaceful and inducement-free elections, calling upon all stakeholders to work seamlessly to uphold the integrity of the electoral process. Justice Suryakant will be the next Chief Justice of India. In a social media post, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal congratulated him and said that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Suryakant as the next Chief Justice. His appointment will be effective from the 24th of next month. Justice Suryakant will be the 53rd Chief Justice. He will succeed Chief Justice B.R. Gawai, whose tenure will end on the 23rd of next month. In Maharashtra, 19 people, including 17 children and a senior citizen, were rescued safely today after being held hostage by a man inside a studio in Mumbai's Powai area. Police and fire brigade teams carried out the rescue operation successfully. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in food items are helping citizens.
In order to provide major relief to the common man, the government has reduced the GST on essential food items. Under the new tax structure, tax rates on dairy products like butter, ghee and other dairy fats have been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. The significant reduction in GST has boosted affordability and supported the food processing sector. Also, the taxes on fruit and vegetable juices like fruits, pulp juice and vegetable juice now attract 5% GST instead of 12%. GST on preserved and processed meat along with preserved vegetables and pickles are also now part of the 5% tax slab. This decision has lowered the prices on many essential and processed food items, leading to reduced household expenses. The rationalization under GST has improved the affordability of food, ensured daily nutrition, encouraged consumption, and provided financial relief to families. With Rohan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said Cyclone Monta is likely to move nearly northwards across North Chhattisgarh and weaken into a low-pressure area during the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red colour warning for sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, tracing a target of 339 runs set by Australia, India were 174 for 2 in 28 overs in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, opting to bat after winning the toss, Australia were bowled out for 338 runs in 49.5 overs. South Africa have already secured a place in the final after a commanding 125-run victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final yesterday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar, Gujarat. US grants India a six-month exemption from sanctions for operations at Iran's Chabahar port. India slams Pakistan over border tensions with Afghanistan and cross-border terrorism. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in Bihar, top leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows across the state. Justice Suryakant appointed 53rd Chief Justice of India to take charge on 24th November. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia set a target of 339 for India in second semi-final at Navi Mumbai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.